Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, how are you feeling?
Hello.
How's Kiki?
She is okay. Me and her barely slept. I decided to sleep with her last night because her operation was yesterday. And she can just tell she's so uncomfortable. She's like itchy, but she can't like touch the area. So she's got this like surgical vest on now, but it's so hot outside. So I feel like so bad for her. I mean, the whole thing is quite traumatic.
Yeah, I mean, that is horrendous.
It really is. I feel like the older I get, the more stressed out I get by things. Do you find that?
Yeah, definitely. 100%. I mean, it's a traumatic thing. It's a traumatic thing that you've gone through and Kiki's gone through. Sorry, for people that don't know, Kiki has been spayed, right?
Yeah, she's got spayed yesterday.
Oh, hi, guys, by the way. Welcome back to What We Don't Post.
Welcome back, guys. Yeah, I think it'll be fine. I'm glad that it's, like, done, but I'm just, like, so scared because of the like aftercare and like trying to keep her calm and everything. But she's fine, she's eating and she seems all right. She's just very sleepy. A few girls messaged me being like, oh my god, I started crying as soon as I picked my dog up, like they just seem so sad. So I was like, okay, I'm not being over dramatic, this is quite like a scary situation.
It is, it's like your baby as well. And the fact that like you did that research before and there was, you know, there's a chance that they may not make it. Like I know. A small chance.
It wasn't the research. Someone decided to DM me and tell me that their dog died like after the operation. I was like, thank you so much for that. Like, that's
why
really...
Why do people do that?
I know. You know when you like, I mean, it's not the same, but when you start watching a series and you post it on your story and then someone ruins it for you.
Oh, there's... Yeah, that, I know it's the same. That's so annoying when people do that as well. You've just reminded me of the situation that happened to me. I think I asked. I was like, is traveling bad during pregnancy or something? And then someone decided to tell me that they basically went into labor and started having contractions like halfway through, like 4 or 5 months
in. Oh my
something.
God.
I was like, why are you telling me that? Like, I just,
exactly.
I don't like need to know these things. Like,
no.
I mean, I opened myself up by asking that question, but.
Yeah, I just think people always have a horror story to tell you, but the majority is always fine. Like, this is such a common procedure. My mum was like, the rescue dogs, they literally have it done and then they get sent to like foster homes the next day. Like, they just have to get on with it. So I was like, okay.
Mm. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, she'll be fine. Just Cameron's so bloody chilled and I have to go back to London tomorrow. And so she's going to be here with him. And I'm just like, oh God.
Well, I mean, I'm sure he loves her. So I don't think he's actually going to let anything... He probably won't take as good care of
her. He does love her, but he's like, you're so over the top. She's fine. She's a dog. And I'm like, no, she's not.
No, she's like a little human. Dogs are
exactly.
Humans. Like, I do get that. I've never even had one and I get it. Like, I really do.
God. Anyway, how are you?
I'm grand. What's going on in my life? Still pregnant. I'm in my third trimester. Didn't know that. That was
That's good.
Interesting realization. Yeah, it means I'm closer. Yeah, closer getting there. But don't enjoy the third I mean, what have I enjoyed? But I actually really regret not appreciating the second trimester more. The second trimester was grand.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like nothing works. Nothing works anymore. It's all gone out the window. Like,
what do you mean nothing works?
Oh, just nothing. Like, your insides, they're all
right.
Fucked.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I mean, it's fine. It's fine. But like, come, I mean, we're recording this like essentially in the evening now. And I'm very surprised I'm not curled up in a ball in pain, like, because that's my daily routine at the moment. Oh. I feel bad saying negative things because every pregnancy is different. Like, some of my friends have breezed through it and haven't felt a single thing. Just, you know, I just don't think I was fit enough. I think I should have really prepared myself for this experience. I should have got really fit and I regret
not doing
that.
Do you think that makes a difference?
I think so. I think so. And I've also slacked. I don't do my Pilates and stuff anymore. Like, I know I was doing swimming last week, but I really think it does, because I think the reason I'm getting such like pain in my back is because I have really bad posture and really weak muscles. I'm convinced.
Oh, I have awful posture.
Oh, you need to change that if you're going to get pregnant. Like, honestly, it makes such a difference. I'm telling you, I'm like convinced that if I was just a bit fitter, had better posture, that I wouldn't be experiencing as much pain.
Yeah, but I mean, I see what you mean.
I'm not a qualified professional.
But at least, yeah, you're one step closer. And hopefully the next few months fly by.
Fingers crossed.
You posted a reel yesterday where you were like, it's like a get ready reel, really cute. And then at the very end, you showed your bump. And I realized I have not seen your bump in a while, slash ever. Because like, I think the last time we were together, you didn't really have a bump. And I was like, oh my God.
Yeah. Tiff, honestly, I thought that, like, not that exact thing, but like, I thought when I was posting that, I was like, I think I'm just going to crop out the end. Like, I feel, I don't know why, I haven't warmed to the bump. Yeah. But like, I was like, this is going to shock people how big it's gotten. Like, yeah, I knew it. I knew it. Like, literally, like, so anyway, I was saying to my friend yesterday, so I was just having a miserable day, like moaning, blah, 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 whatever. I was actually talking to Lucy as well. And I was telling her this exact story that I sent my friend a picture of my bump yesterday. So I was just like, I just don't understand how it's going to get bigger. Like, I don't get where it's going to go. Like, I don't know how physically it's going to fit. And I sent her a picture and she's like, oh, you've such similar bumps to me. And she sent me a picture back and she goes, this is me the day before I gave birth. It was the same size as my bump. I was like, oh.
Oh my God, I really want to see that photo. Send me that as well.
I'm fully butt naked. But yeah, okay. It's so surreal.
It didn't shock me because it was big. It only shocked me because I haven't seen it. So that was the first time seeing it. And I kind of like almost forgot you had one because I haven't seen it. And then I saw it and I was like, oh my gosh, her bump. But I think it's amazing. I love baby. Like, I think I might feel differently when I have one myself. But like, I was at my friend's baby shower on the weekend. And every time someone would take a photo of her, she'd like look at it and be like, oh my God, my bump is so big. She's like, is that actually what I look like? So I imagine it's very different when it's like yourself.
Yeah, it's just weird. Like, it's a weird feeling. And then when you catch a glimpse of the side angle and you see the big udders and you're just like, Jesus Christ, how are you going to get bigger? I was reading something yesterday. I think Google did or something like, how much bigger am I going to get like in the last trimester? It was something like, you'll be very surprised that your boobs and your bum can get like 3 times the size they are now. And I was like, there's no coming back from this. The body's gone. There's no coming back from this. And then I was saying it to Charlie and he was like, you'd be surprised. He was like, the body's very like, what's it? I don't know, he said something like, it works in miracles. I was like, fucking take a miracle to definitely reverse what's going on right now.
Oh, no, I think you will. I really do. I have faith that you will get your banging bod back. Not that you've ever lost it, but
I mean, my body doesn't have a choice, so we'll be getting it. Whether I'm paying for it or I do it myself. Anyway, so pregnancy, yes, that's a lovely little update. How are you outside of the whole Kiki situation? How's life?
Life is good.
Oh, baby shower.
Oh yeah, baby shower is really nice. I went to London and back in a day. That was a lot of travel, but I went for my friend's baby shower, which was really nice. I'm going back to London again tomorrow, so it's a lot of travel at the moment, but I've just got things that I can't like avoid back in London. I started TikTok.
Oh, stop it, really? I need to see what did you do?
Okay, so I spoke to Lucy last week and she was like, you really need to get TikTok. She was like, honestly, like, that's where everyone's moving to. Like, stop being stubborn about it. Like, you just need to get it. And I was like, okay. So I got it whilst I was with her. It was so cute. I went back to London last week and we ended up having like a little sleepover because James was away. And it was so nice to like catch up one-on-one and like we shared a bed, ended up chatting until like 1 a.m. It was really nice. So I got TikTok. The first thing I posted was just my wedding trailer that I posted on Instagram. And then I just posted like a recipe video, but I posted it with no music because I'm still learning how to use the bloody app. Lucy messaged me and was like, nice video, but where's the music? I was like, oh God, I'm a granny. But yeah, I'm going to try and post like, I can't do the dances. I can't do the voiceovers. Like none of that I can do. It's too cringy for me. Like I love when other people do it, but I wouldn't be able to do it myself. So I'm just going to literally post like the same sort of stuff as Instagram, like travel stuff, recipes, fashion, that kind of thing.
You're right. Like it is the way forward. The reason why it puts me off doing it is because it takes me so long to edit a bloody reel. I'm like, oh, TikTok will take me forever. But maybe it's like quicker and less professional TikTok.
I feel like it is. I feel like you can post way shorter videos. You can post kind of whatever you want. I spoke to my friend Steph, who has like Instagram, TikTok. She's got 2 businesses. And I was like, do you edit all your stuff, like all your reels yourself? And she's like, yeah. I was like, how do you have the time?
Really?
I edited something the other day, just like a little tiny thing from my home account. It took me like 20 minutes. I was like, this, it takes so long.
Oh. Honestly, that reel I put up last night, that was me. I was like, and I edited so much to the point where I'm like, oh, I kind of looked out, I don't look very nice from that angle, so maybe I'll crop that up. And then and then picking the music. Yeah. I am useless at picking the music. Same. And like, it's a whole thing. But maybe, you're right, it is the way forward. No,
you need to get TikTok.
Yeah, okay.
Are you going to do it?
I mean, I have TikTok, but it's just
Oh, you do? Music. Okay, yeah, I know. I'm going to follow you right now on it.
It's the same as Instagram, Nicola M. Hughes. What's yours? Oh, I need to find yours.
Mine's the same as Instagram as well. Oh, you've actually got like a bit of a following on it. I've got like 3 followers.
Well, I didn't think I did, but yeah, that first video got 151,000 likes, and I was like, it's so embarrassing.
Lucy loves to show me her TikToks when we hang out, and she showed me one of her and Fraser. She was like really proud of it, and I was like, "You guys aren't in time." And she was like, "What?" I was like, "No, you seriously, your voices aren't matching up."
I thought the same when I saw that video for her and Fraser. I love you, Lucy. But you're not in time.
Yeah, she said when you post them on Instagram, then they go out of time. That's her excuse.
Oh, okay. Maybe I'll follow her then. I'll start doing TikTok as well.
Yes.
Oh, that one of her and Fraser. Oh, maybe I haven't seen this one. There's one of them too sitting down on.
Oh yeah, that's cute.
That's done quite well. Yeah.
Oh yeah, I was gonna say I have gossip. My friend told me, but I can't tell the name on here. I mean, I can message you the name afterwards. But there's someone from Love Island who everyone would know. Like, she's like well known. She was on Love Island, and this guy that we know has like slept with her before. So anyway, he messaged her and was like, "Hey, like, do you fancy going to South of France this weekend?" Basically, like, do you want to go to South France, like, have a fun weekend, like, hook up kind of thing? And she replied being like, "Hey, my rate for this is 20k.
Fuck off.
I know. And he was like, "What do you mean? Like, we've hooked up before." And she's like, "That's what I charge for this sort of thing now."
Oh. I know. It's between two people.
Oh, I'm intrigued to know who you think it is. I'm not going to say who it is because Cameron was like, "Say the name." I was like, "Absolutely not. Like, I don't want to get sued or something."
Exactly. Yeah. No, no, no. Let's not go down
but
that route.
Honestly, but honestly, oh my God, I was like, "Who it is? What the hell?" 20. But honestly, I was shocked. I was like, "Oh my God, the things that like, it's crazy. It's honestly, man. Mad. Like, that sort of stuff goes on." Like, yeah.
I guess that's like escorting. Like, I feel like we know people that have done that.
Yeah.
Right.
No, true.
I mean, each to their own, but just as mad that, you know, you step off Love Island and you're saying you want 20k to...
I know, go to South of France. I was like, if I was single and a guy I'd hooked up with before was like, "Do you want to go to South France the weekend?" I'd be like, "Absolutely. Like, how fun?"
Yeah. Yeah. Imagine texting back saying that'll be 20k.
I know. No, on Instagram, I was like, it's so risky. Like, he could screenshot that.
Unless someone hacked her, not hacked her account, but like maybe someone was taking the piss, like one of her friends or something.
True.
Speaking of Love Island, I haven't seen the reunion and I'm desperate to watch it. Did you watch the reunion?
No.
I heard it's very dramatic. And I really want to see it.
I want to see it. Is that just on ITV?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, ITV Hub. I was meant to watch it before this episode to tell you all about it, but then I just didn't. So I will tell you about it. After I watch it. But because the last week I feel like of Love Island is always quite boring, not being mean, but like it is, like, it's slower, everyone's in love, like there's no drama, and the reunion kind of like throws like bombshells and I really want to see it.
I'm gonna watch that tonight. That's perfect. I kind of forgot that even existed. I actually, have you followed any of them?
No, none. One of them. I actually followed Tasha because she was like my girl crush while we were on the island. But while we were on the island, no, Nicola, you weren't on the island with them. God love me.
Me and Tasha hanging out on the island, you know.
Oh my God, so delusional.
I followed Ekansi, and then I kind of forgot that like Love Island was ever a thing. But yeah. I'm gonna watch the reunion because that sounds pretty good. Also, they will have like seen little snippets of like what people have said behind their back and stuff. So it'd be
exactly drama. Yeah, they would have come out and I'm sure watched the whole thing. I think I saw it on the Daily Mail because I was looking at like little bits and bobs for today for the podcast.
Speaking of like drama, Rebecca Vardy Wag Wars. That is juicy.
Oh yeah, tell me. I followed it basically when it was on, and then I didn't really follow it when the like results were in. But I saw an interview she did, and everyone's like, they're comparing it to
the Prince Andrew
interview. No, I didn't watch it properly. Was it good?
It was really good. Yeah, on Talk TV. I just watched it on YouTube, but it was really good. It's like 45 minutes. I just had it on in the background while I was like answering some emails. But yeah, it is juicy. Like, I didn't follow the trial too closely, but now I know all the ins and outs. Like, her agent like lost her phone in the sea when they were like saying that she was gonna have to like show her messages. Like, oh my God. And also the fact that she's still denying it.
I know, but she's really like holding on to this denial. Like, it almost makes you kind of, I haven't watched that interview, but like, it almost makes me kind of believe her because she's really like digging her feet in.
Exactly.
I'm like, surely you would just stop right now. Like, it's just like, I'm just like, oh my God, stop. Like, it's just, it's too much. Like, you know what I mean?
It's either that she didn't do it and she's fully like, I didn't do it and I will never admit to something I did. Or it's like, it's gone too far now. I can never admit I did do it. So I'm just going to have to go with this.
I mean, that actually does happen with a lot of lies, I feel like, in life. You know what I mean? Like, say if someone's dating someone, and I feel like it happens a lot with men, like, they've lied so many times, they're like, there's no going back. I can't, I cannot go back.
I can never admit.
Right now.
Yeah. But also, she said in the interview, she was like, I'd still take Colleen for coffee. Like, you know, I still wish her all the best. If she wanted to meet up, I would. If someone made up something about you and basically, like, effectively ruined your life because she gets so much trolling and, like, you know, this is a huge thing. If someone did that to you, why would you take them for coffee if you'd never done what they said you did? Like, I would fully hate that person. I'd be like, you've made up all these lies about me. But she's like, yeah, I'd take her for coffee. Like, you know.
That's so true. I can't wait to watch that now.
Yeah. But also she said she was getting, like, massively trolled. Like, her kids were getting trolled. She was getting trolled and she was pregnant at the time. And it almost, like, makes you feel bad for her because she was like, the amount of, like, abusive messages she was receiving, it was like, oh God.
Yeah, because I did feel bad for her. Like, I didn't know who was, like, I didn't know who to believe, to be honest. But then when the agent's phone fell in the sea, but when she said that, I was like, oh, that's just made you look so guilty
bad
right now. But then supposedly now the agent or someone saying it, that they're basically, like, they're disgusted by how Rebecca has treated the agent because she's been going through a lot, like, mentally, I think, during that
period. She says that in the interview. She was like, I didn't want to bring my agent into the trial to, like, be a witness or anything because she's so, like, mentally unwell from this whole situation, so I didn't want to add any more stress on. I don't know if that's true or not, like, I don't know the ins and outs, but yeah, she was like, she was very, like, brief about the agent when they asked her questions about her in the interview. But also she had to give Colleen £3 million, like, mental.
Honestly, that's just outright. Imagine, for such a silly thing, like, it should never have gone to court in the first place, but they both basically were just like, didn't want to be.
I was like, what grounds is she taking her to court for? I guess it's like defamation of character, like, you're selling all these false stories about me. But
yeah,
that's why I'm not naming that Love Island girl. I don't want to be in court.
Oh my God, that's so true. No, but basically, so I think she basically was trying to find out who was selling stories about her, and this is Colleen, to Rebecca, and then she narrowed it down to Rebecca.
Yeah.
And then like publicly named and shamed her, so they both sued I think each other in the end.
Oh, really?
So I think that's what happened or something. Like, yeah, one of them sued for like $1 million, one of them for like three. Yeah.
Someone said to me, do you think they set the whole thing up themselves for publicity? But I was like, no, I honestly don't. I think they heavily, like, Colleen hates her.
Yeah, they seemed very heavily invested in that. Just did not. It's not a good look. So no, I don't know why. And one of them obviously had to fail. So there's no way they would have set that up. Speaking of drama in the Daily Mail world, did you see Pete and Kim? My boy crush, man crush, yeah. They broke up. Did you see?
I saw that. I want to know why, though.
Yeah, they say it's very amicable because it was a long distance thing. But
why was it long distance? Where does he live?
He was filming some film, I think, in Australia, and she's in LA. And supposedly that I saw something somewhere else. I mean, we don't know what to believe in these situations, but he was just a bit too much work.
Yeah, I saw that. She couldn't handle it. Because he's 28. He's my age.
Yeah, that is mental. And she's what, 40?
41, I think, or 40, yeah.
41. I mean, I love hearing stories like that.
Same.
I feel like it's only really in the celeb world. Like, I hope one day, you know, if anything was to go, you know, the thing is with women, like, if you get married, if anything is to go badly in, like, however many years to come, you always think as the woman, you've less chance of moving on and finding someone.
That's the thing. You have to be, like, quite rich to be like, I don't need, like, a man for anything apart from, like, I want a, you know, like, a young guy who's, like, good looking. Like, she said he was, like, amazing in bed, like, fun. Mm-hmm. So I feel like, yeah, she definitely had fun. She said on the Kardashians it was, like, the best sex she's ever had. I was like, oh my God, that's such a burn to, like, all her, like, ex-husbands and boyfriends.
I know. I mean, Kanye kind of deserves it. He's like, he wrote something on Instagram calling, I didn't really get it, to be honest, but it was like, Skeet Davidson dead at 28. So basically, because after the breakup, he did like a weird, like, he's dead post.
Oh my God.
And then in the caption, I know. I mean,
he's lost the plot.
Can you imagine that was your father? Like, he has like 4 kids, right? Or 5 kids. I don't know how many kids.
I just think he's like lost the plot a bit and just, yeah, whatever he says, it's like, you really have to like, know him to understand what he's talking about because he's just nuts. Also, Khloe Kardashian and Tristan are having another baby, but for a surrogate, or have had the baby.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He got someone pregnant and she found out that this woman was pregnant, but by this point, the surrogate was already pregnant with their child. So it was like too late.
Oh, I think I did see this somewhere.
But yeah. I want to know why she got a surrogate.
I don't really know either. Maybe she didn't want to actually physically have sex with him, or maybe she couldn't have kids. But then she had the first one. She was going to be inseminated. Yeah, because this first one was like, they didn't have sex, right? They just put his sperm in.
Oh, really?
Right? I don't know. I could be wrong.
Is surrogates legal in the UK?
I don't know.
Because I feel like, because Kim did a surrogate, didn't she, for her last two kids. And now Chloe's doing one as well. I want to know, like, why? Is it just vanity reasons that they don't want their body to, like, get bigger? Or is it, like, another reason?
So I think with Kim, she had her first two, right? And then, I mean, I'm sure maybe partly to do with vanity, but I imagine maybe the older you get, it's just harder.
Yeah.
Are surrogates legal in the UK? Yeah, I mean, they're very expensive, but it's definitely something to look into if you don't want to go through what I'm going through. Yes, there it is. Surrogacy is legal in the UK.
Is it?
Because I remember reading this before. Yeah, it is. And I remember reading that you actually supposedly don't have 100% power over your child. Like, they could run away with your child. I could be wrong, but I remember reading this. So yeah, but if you make a surrogacy agreement, it cannot be enforced by law. So yeah, they're like surrogate, I feel like.
Oh, so they could do whatever they want.
Do what they want.
You'd have to find someone that's really like you, someone you really trust, not just like a random.
Oh, and it also said it's illegal to, you can't pay a surrogate in the UK. Obviously you would do that.
Yeah.
But
you can't pay them, but you can take them for like nice meals and like, you know, buy them things that they want, but you can't physically like,
yeah,
they can't invoice you. Otherwise I imagine.
But like why would someone do that?
Well, some people just love it.
Yeah, love being pregnant. I mean, go you guys.
Who are these people? Nicola, you're going to be a surrogate, aren't you?
I don't understand it. I'm not being funny, but like, I just don't understand. I mean, the thing is, it depends on the person. It depends on how you're. I'm sure, like, I have friends that said they just felt so at peace when they were pregnant. It was just such a lovely, blissful experience. I mean, so it is possible.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, this is quite sad news, but I feel like I don't even know if you know who this person is.
I do.
Know why I think this would make. You do know who Olivia Newton-John is,
yes? Yeah? I posted something in my story today. It's so sad. And she wasn't even old when it came out, because the news only came out yesterday. And she died at 73. I was like, that is just so young, so, in my opinion. Sad. And it's just so sad. I literally loved her in Greece. I loved her.
Oh, and she's so beautiful.
So beautiful.
Oh my, I was watching all the videos on Instagram today, and like, she's just, and her voice. And my dad's so cute. He met her years ago. I don't know why. I must have been through business of some sort. Yeah, he just, because I hadn't seen anything online, and he sent a picture into our like family WhatsApp group. What did he say? I was like, oh, that's mad. I was like, Dad and Olivia Newton-John. Yeah, he just goes, a lovely lady, rest in peace, Olivia. And aww.
Was she Australian? My mum put up something as well saying, like, I used to listen to her like music when I was younger. Like, it's very sad.
It is very, very sad. It's just, yeah. And then some people did, like, such like huge celebrities I saw, like, paying tribute to her. Like, 72 or 73.
73, so sad. But she was an icon.
Yeah, she was, like, amazing. Yeah. So rest in peace, Olivia.
Yeah. Should we answer this question that someone sent in? I'll read it out. It says, hey girls, love the pod. Of course, you are both recently married. Congratulations. I'm currently planning my wedding for next year and I'm searching for the dress. I wondered if you have any tips for dress shopping. You both look beautiful on your wedding day. Thank you. I guess it was hard for you because you were like in lockdown and you couldn't really like do like proper try-ons. What would be my advice? I think try on as many as you can and try on ones that you like wouldn't necessarily think you would like, because I feel like I picked one that I just didn't ever think I would wear. Like, I had a vision in my head. I wanted like long lacy sleeves, like a low scoop back. That's kind of what I envisioned. And then when I tried it on, I was like, I don't really love this on me. And then the one I ended up picking was one that I never thought I would kind of want. So yeah, just try on so many and like as many as you can. Also, I would say like, it's really nice to take friends and family, but don't take too many people because it gets a bit overwhelming with everyone's opinion. And like, for them, it's just a fun day out. But I found it a little bit stressful because I was getting married quite quickly after getting engaged. I had to find the dress that day. So it was like, if you've got loads of time, then it's fine. But it's just like, it's quite exhausting as well, like trying on that many dresses.
Yeah, I completely agree. I think, for me, I didn't want anyone. I only wanted to bring my mum. I didn't even bring not a single friend or show pictures because for me, I just, the more people you show, the more opinions there
exactly.
are. And then that might, like, you know, you might love something, but then someone else might comment and maybe turns you off it. Or even if it doesn't turn you off, you'll always think about that comment that they made,
exactly,
that
yeah.
whatever part of the dress they didn't like. And yeah, I think it is definitely important to try on lots of dresses, and definitely try on dresses that you might not think you'd wear. Because I thought I'd wear like a Berta dress. Like I thought I'd wear a very like fairy princess, like lacy, like... I had like such a vision in my head, but I mean, in fairness, I literally went to two shops, so I didn't really have the choice.
I only went to three as well.
Look around.
Yeah. But then I think...
Yeah,
I think
but you found yours.
Yeah, I think it's good not to like... I mean, try on loads, but don't try on like so many that you're suddenly like, I don't know, I can't even remember like that one or this one. I've tried on so many at this point, I have no idea. Like, try on like, lots, but not like excessive amounts.
Don't overwhelm yourself. Yeah. Yeah, like if you fall in love with a dress, don't think, what if? If you fall in love, you fall in love. Like,
exactly.
just accept
also,
that you really like a dress.
I found, like, definitely go to the dress shop with, like, your hair and makeup done so you can kind of get a really good feel for how you would look. Because one dress shop I went to and I had, like, no makeup on and my hair, like, well, to be fair, I wore my hair up, but, like, I didn't really look the part. So then it was kind of harder to envision. And the person you're going with, make sure they take loads of photos of you so you can go home and like look at those.
100%, yeah. And they tell you not to wear fake tan and makeup, but just wear fake tan and makeup.
Yeah,
like,
just do it. Yeah, and take like, so yeah, get them to take hundreds of photos. It's nice to go home, and then once you've had like a few days and you're like, you know, not so overwhelmed, you can look back through the photos. Don't let your fiance see them, but. Yeah, it's nice to look back
at
those.
That's so true. Yeah, and it's always a nice memory to have. I saw you posted all your dresses you tried on recently, and it's so lovely. Like,
yeah.
So I wish I did that.
I know. It was, it was cute. I posted, there were so many more, but I was like, these are the ones I quite liked. And then I and it was quite fun afterwards because I showed them all to Cameron, and I was like, which one do you like best out of all of these apart from my one? And he picked one that I thought he'd pick, to be honest. But not
nice.
One
yeah,
I'm glad
no,
I
didn't that was
wear.
Really cute.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, exactly. Like, yeah. Shall we get into our dilemmas?
Yes.
I'm 3 years married and had my first baby boy last year. My husband is from the USA and we had a long distance relationship for 5 years, but we traveled back and forth very regularly. I really put in a lot of effort with his family, despite they have very controversial views, both political and religious. I seemed to fit in and I was always respectful and didn't have any issues until my son was born. My mother-in-law has become so possessive. She lives in the US and I live in Ireland, so there is a distance, which I'm now so grateful for. We travelled out for Thanksgiving last year, and at the family reunion, there was a major drama and a huge fight between the family. Now she has become a nightmare. She's playing the victim and has stated to my husband that she has only just forgiven me for making her son move across the world. And now I'm controlling and manipulating how often she gets to see her grandchild. She has said, I made it perfectly clear when my son was here in the US that it was about me spending as much time with him. She has now said some horrible things about me, called me a stranger, told my husband that I'm his problem. I'm lost for words. I don't know how to even tackle this. Part of me wants to call her and tell her off, and then the other part of me never wants to talk to her again. It's a terrible situation because I don't want to make him feel like he has to choose. Help.
Ooh,
Christ.
I feel so bad for you. That's so stressful. I would try and like be like level-headed about it and not argue with your husband about it, because that's just stressful for him and it's horrible for him to be in the middle. So kind of take him out of the equation and don't have him as like the go-between between the two of you. But I don't know. She lives in America, so
yeah, I get what you're saying, but it's yeah, that's all. I feel like that's fine to do once her husband's okay with her being able to communicate with the mother-in-law.
I think you kind of have to try and keep the peace for your husband, because that's what would make him happy, and it's not his fault that his mom is crazy.
Exactly. It's not like, and it is his mom at the end of the day, and like as much as maybe he's probably, he could be hating her right now, but like it still is his mom.
It's a really important person to him.
You do, unfortunately, have
and to. It's an important person to your son as well. It's his grandmom, so you need to like, even though she's annoying, even though she's totally in the wrong, you need to kind of like bite your tongue and be like, right, I would just kill her with kindness. That's like the best thing to do. Call her up and be like, I'm so sorry about everything. Like, I hate that we're arguing. Like, I really want to move forward from it. And, you know, that kind of thing. I mean, she can't tell you where to live. She can't expect you to be in America. I don't know if that's what she's trying to say. But I would try and make amends with her and be the bigger person. And that will show your husband, like, how mature you are and how, you know, you don't want to continue this drama.
If you're like, you honestly definitely do take the high road in life. Like, that is the advice my dad would tell me. Whereas I would call her up and basically dissect the whole situation, because I do find sometimes, like, I mean, obviously the killer out with kindness thing is all well and good, but it's kind of masking the problem. Like, for me, I feel like sometimes if you actually just talk it through, you'll get to this realization of like, oh shit, I didn't see where you were coming from, or oh shit, I didn't see where you were coming from. Because like right now it's just like cattiness, built up frustration and anger. And I do think trying to talk it out, like civilize, not like, don't be digging at her. Like, just be like, listen, I'm really upset that this has happened right now. And like, I'd love to talk about it. Like, I heard you said X, Y, and Z. Like, obviously that's not, it's not my intention to take your son away. Like, I have to work here because of X, Y, and Z and blah, blah, blah. Like, I want you involved in my child's life. Like, just really talk it through. And like, if she's still being difficult and still being a little brat or whatever, like, there's, you tried, and then I guess for your husband,
yeah, no, I think that's a good first step, like, move. Confront the situation and talk it out, because quite often, like, even when I'm in an argument with someone, I don't really see their other side, and then once we speak about it, I do actually understand where they're coming from. So yeah, good advice.
Yeah, that's very true.
Dilemma 2, it's a wedding dilemma. Hey girls, I'm currently planning my wedding and my sister.
Tiff, you can be honest. Tiff said, hey Tiffany. I'm here too, okay?
Okay. Hey Tiffany, I'm currently planning my wedding and my sister vented to me at the weekend saying she feels left out of the wedding planning. The problem is I am a self-confessed control freak and know exactly how I want it, and our taste is very different. What task could I give her to make her feel involved without making me sweat? She's also being a little bit funny with my other bridesmaids helping out. I feel like she's struggling not being the center of attention. God, why would someone want to be involved? I'd be like, oh, lovely, I don't have to take part, I can just turn up and enjoy it.
Yeah, exactly.
It's quite sweet though that she wants to like help and be involved. What task could she give her? Oh God, I don't know. I'm a self-confessed control freak too. I wouldn't want to give anyone any tasks.
Yeah, like, think of your wedding. Is there anything that you could have given to someone? Like, I'm kind of like the same, to be honest. I wouldn't let
Cameron do anything or anyone. What could she do? Like, what's like a really, like, I mean, it depends. If you're doing like little finer details, or like the art, you know, the day before you've got to do like, I don't know, it's hard. I don't know what wedding you're having. I don't know if you've got a wedding planner. I'm guessing you don't, but that's hard. What can she do? Maybe just call her up and ask her opinion about things. Be like, I really need your help. Like, what do you think? Should I have this wedding cake, or should I go for this one? Or should I, like, what should I do about the table plan? Like, I've got a real massive dilemma, so that she feels really important. Like, your help, you need her advice. I think that would be good. And then you don't necessarily have to take it.
Yeah, exactly.
But you can, like, she feels involved and she knows. And you can call her and be like, oh, I need to, like, vent to you about all these wedding, like, stresses I'm having. Like, really, like, use her as your sort of like counselor almost, and then she'll be like, oh God, why did I even ask?
Yeah, that's actually such a good idea. Well done, you amazing girl. Genius
plan.
I will be using that task.
Exactly.
The only thing with not taking her advice is in what if she's then really offended? You just have to then come up with a really good excuse if you're like, oh, I didn't put blah, blah, blah beside blah, 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 because blame on your husband, or like they prefer it, like whatever you prefer. Blame
also, like husband. Maybe just don't update her on what you've done until the day, and then she won't have like a chance to complain because it'll be your wedding day. So she'll be like, oh, okay. And then it's kind of over. But I guess also your bridesmaids are helping out. Maybe she's annoyed that you're letting your bridesmaids help out, but you're not letting her help out. So I don't know what you're giving them.
You should give her the same tasks as
your bridesmaids, maybe. But not being center of attention. Yeah. I think that's a funny thing with like, not with me, but with, I've been to weddings before where like the sister feels a bit like left out because she's not like center of attention, and it is difficult. Families are difficult at weddings.
Yeah, they are. I mean, in general, like, it obviously, even your own family, like if families or in-laws, it's always slightly difficult. I feel like it's just one of those things, but I think the problem is she's having is they have different tastes, so she can't really. But anyway, I mean, I think Tiff's advice is very good.
That.
So I think
definitely.
You should take that advice.
Ah, lovely, lovely.
That's us for the day. Yes,
lovely.
What accent's that?
Lovely.
Lovely.
I don't know.
What is it?
Is it
lovely? I'm trying to think.
Scottish? No.
Lovely. Is it Manchester? No, my dad.
Maybe.
Is it? Yeah. How did I not know that? It's because my dad is such an Irish
accent. I actually love Liverpool accent. I think it's so nice. On girls.
I do as well.
Liverpool. Like that.
Liverpool. Yeah, that's it. Liverpool.
We go off at the end.
Okay, we should
love you guys.